That completes our regular agenda. Mr. Lackney, did you want to present your testimony now on item 964?
To read it first.
Oh, yeah, Carla, I guess you need to read it. Yeah.
964, declare one modular building as surplus personal property and authorize the Office of Management and Finance Facilities to proceed with disposition of the property.
Yes, my name is Lightning Super Creativity Disruptor Attack Dog. One of the concerns I have on this, again, this is relating back to the Homer Williams purchase of the parking lot underneath the Broadway Bridge and moving that forward into another location. And again, I must say to the city, of anyone that should be able to do something correct and right and get the job done, it would be the city, considering you handle all the permits, the zoning issues, and everything else, and know how to do that up front and not spend money on structures that may end up, oh, we can't end up doing our plan there, which is, to me, foolishness. I would like to have this looked at under the E&O insurance policy of just plain missing the mark. And now you're going to try to sell this modular structure that my understanding was purchased at $216,000. You want to do a sealed bid auction on this? No, I want to have that open to the public so we can hear the numbers being thrown out on this property. And also, I'm really kind of concerned, did you really show it and present this to a lot of nonprofits? I would think someone like Homer Williams might have an interest in this structure, considering it was originally his money that went from the parking lot over into this other project and funded this. It was his money that was done, which I didn't even get a chance to bid on that parking lot, which underneath that bridge, which I think was inappropriate at the time, but which I have investors could easily buy this and stand alongside Homer Williams all day long and purchase this. I didn't have that opportunity to do that. And the reality is, I think a lot of this was done in a backroom deal. A lot of this stuff was done with Charlie Hales, who should be out on his sailboat, and I'm glad you've left the world of politics and you're not coming back because you're not going to get reelected anyway. That was one of those deals that was just mishandled, done wrong, didn't know what they were doing. And again, you're the city of Portland. You should set the example for the public on doing things right and not spending that money up front and then coming back and saying, hey, let's give away the $216,000 structure. And you know what? You know what's going to be even more interesting here? I wonder how much you'll actually sell this for. You know, maybe this should be another deal like Randy Leonard like with some of the fire trucks, and we give them to Mexico. Let's just give our taxpayers' money away to Mexico like Randy Leonard does, or let's give this away for little to nothing. This is absolute incompetence at its highest level. Congratulations, City Hall. You get the Lightning Award of F-. F-. Have a wonderful day, City of Portland, and I love you too.
You're going to testify on this item?
Yes.
Okay.
Good morning, Commissioners Charles Bridge Crane Johnson, President. Pleasure to be here with President Dan Saltzman and to wish you Lashana Tova and anybody else who might be observing any lunar calendar holidays. On this particular item, I think that if we filter through the SuperTAC watchdog's testimony and look at the four pages of PDF, we will realize that even though we're proposing to get an unknown amount of money from a theoretically unneeded, unused modular thing, in actuality, the plan for services, the need, is even greater than when this expenditure was made. In the agenda link, there's talk about showers and hygiene services related to a particular rest area, but we know that there are even more people living without homes, living under bridges, living in campsites all over the city, and it's not the highest priority to task the money we recover from this. You know, if you go to, I guess it's on page 4, under the now, therefore, part C, we do get down to the end, the very last line, C, if there is a remainder, allocate to campsite services programming. The reason the city has so many people calling you to complain about the smell of urine or open feces is because we're not allocating enough money to downtown campsite services, keeping this heavy-duty industrial-strength toilet open 24 hours a day. Three stainless steel, jail, almost indestructible lavatories, but we lock them for mythical, idiotic reasons. It's like, well, we've never heard you rationalize why you can sell a modular unit and lock these toilets. What are you thinking, that if somebody goes in there, if the door's locked, nobody will overdose outside the bathroom? They'll just decide not to overdose or not to commit a rape there. That is ridiculous. I don't know which bureau is in the shuffle, has control of that bathroom, but it needs to be open 24 hours. Put a camera around the gate if you want to, but this city deserves feces and urine all over this building as long as that bathroom is locked. Thank you.
Okay, well, that completes the morning meeting of the...
Five votes on this.
No, we can't vote on this. It's an emergency.
It's not an emergency.
I thought we had to...
This will be continued.
No, I'm sorry. Sorry, testimony is over. We're
cooking. Do you know that the city is buying Westland and they're going to kick all the physically and mentally disabled out of there on a no-cost
election? I'm sorry. We're debating another item right now. So
this will be continued to 3 p.m. today.
Okay. So we are adjourned until 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thanks.